Some would-be homebuyers are abusing BC's cooling-off period for real estate transactions, which is causing issues in an already low inventory market, according to Royal LePage. Throughout the province, few buyers are utilizing the BC home buyer rescission period legislation gives people several days to rethink a potentially hasty home buying decision, said Phil Soper, president and CEO of Royal LePage, in a release on the country's housing market. Unfortunately, we are seeing people blatantly abusing the program by making offers on multiple homes as they shop around, locking up scant housing inventory as if clothing in a retail store, Soper said. The legislation is harmful, not helpful, and should be amended or scrapped. The province's rescission period, also called the cooling-off period, came into effect at the beginning of January. It allows buyers a window of 3 days to renege on their offer. According to the Ministry of Finance, BC was the first province to implement a home buyer protection period for resale property and newly constructed homes. Karen Yolevsky, Chief Operating Officer for Royal LePage Real Estate Services Limited, said that the cooling-off period also disadvantages sellers. They are now having to wait until the rescission period is over before they're able to make a move on a house that they might want to make a bid on, and in a low inventory market, that's going to create some challenges for sellers, she said. If a buyer puts a bid on a home on Friday afternoon, the sellers have to wait until the next 3 business days have passed if they want to make their home purchase with a solid bid in hand, according to Yolevsky. It creates a bit of confusion and frustration, is really where this could go, particularly in these low inventory markets, she said. In the release, Randy Riles, general manager for Royal LePage Sterling Realty, said that Greater Vancouver continues to sustain low inventory and high competition among buyers. The price correction we experienced over the past year is now behind us. I expect we'll see a modest uptick in prices in 2023 as demand continues to outpace supply, said Riles. While we hope to see a boost in home inventory over the spring months, it is unlikely to be enough to feed the continuously rising demand we're experiencing. The confusion and competition driven by the rescission period only add to existing pressures on pricing, according to Yolevsky. The average residential price seen on MLS decreased by 12.6% to $961,451, compared with the average price of $1.1 million in March of last year, according to the British Columbia Real Estate Association, BCREA. Between February and March 2023, the average residential price across BC rose by 2.2%, according to Brendan Ogmanson, the chief economist at the BCREA.